Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 God, the glory. We thank God for today, and it is our church, we are planning, Father, thank you for the sanctuary, we thank you for those viewing, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your word that has come forth. Lord, thank you for your blessings, which are rich in acts of sorrow. We thank you for your word right now that will renew, that will strengthen, that will gird your people up, that will cover us in the name of Jesus. Let us pray, Father, bless your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, you and those on their way, God. Give us a rain of right now, word. We thank you for provision. We thank you for protection. We thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you do, God. You are a great God. And God, we came to praise you. We came to worship you. We came to hear from you on tonight. Now, God, speak to our hearts. Speak to our ears on today. We thank you. We praise you, God. That we still on the common will, we're being formed, we're being shaped, we're being transformed by the renewal of our minds. So God, continue to do the work that only you can do. And we give you praise for the outcome. We give you praise for the process. And we give you praise for the cause. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify the name on tonight. We glorify the name on the Lord on tonight. And we lift up the name of Jesus on tonight. Have your way in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory to your name, Jesus. Turn your Bible to the book of Judges. The book of Judges. Hallelujah. Judges chapter number 14, verse number 3, and then we're going to go to Judges 16. But I want us to start right here, Judges 14, verse number 3, to God the glory. Judges 14, verse number 3, and then we're going to look at the life of Samson on tonight. Because today, we're not going to stand time for very long, but I need to go there. We're going to talk tonight about a new beginning.
Amen.
A new beginning. Glory be to God. I was led in my prayer on last night to release the word from the Lord. I think it was just to read it, but as I woke up today, Pastor, God said, that word that you release, that's for you. And the word that I'm reading is that we're going through, as we come to today's date, the 8th month, the first day, the 8/2018, new beginnings. The number 8 is the number of new beginnings. The number 1 means new beginnings. And if you go through the month of August, we're already there. I believe we've already stepped into something big. Something so wonderful, something we stepped into, something so mighty that we've never experienced before. And with that, as greater comes, we need a greater anointing to maintain. Amen, everybody. And you know, this week, we're going to start it in Judges chapter 14, verse number 3. But I don't know if some of you saw it. There was a young man about 7 or 8 years of age on Facebook. And he was preaching up something on.
Yeah.
This young man was preaching. Amen.
Yeah.
He was going through the word, he was turning the pages, he was quoting scriptures. And I said, wow, that is powerful. And I decided to go on a prayer line where I sang a song. Amen. Bring everything to the house of God. And that young man is saying that he's about 8 miles away to God in the glory. Good evening, everyone. And as he sang that song, and he finished the song in a prayer line, Pastor and I looked at each other and said, that's going to be you. She sang with the Lord.
Yeah.
She sang with the feeling, and it was filled with passion. But even as I put the word on Sunday with the title, The Anointing of the Crushing, I don't appreciate the anointing that's going to touch your life and that in your life. But Lord, if the people are not trusting, the anointing that we were talking about on Sunday is a trusting. That kind of anointing is powerful and effective for real, for real. And not that young child cannot be anointed, but just that age, you don't need to go through anything like that. There's the worst thing that you've been through is already your family home, put you on punishment, maybe taking your bicycle, and all the way to preach, all the way to teach, all the way to sing, and it was wonderful. The anointing that we all had sat over the church, and the anointing that brought our lives as adults, sometimes comes with hardship, sometimes comes with pain, sometimes this anointing costs us something. Amen. And we're going to see him with the judges, Deborah with the judge, Gideon with the judge, Samson with the judge, and the judge was simply a leader of our people. Church, I believe in an hour where God is raising up men and women of God to lead with the spirit of Joshua. Joshua had a certain moment, a certain spirit on him. He was not Moses, but he had a particular anointing on his life. Amen. So much so that it was not Moses, but it was Joshua that led the people to the promised land. I'm going to talk about tonight. And sometimes we, as a people of God, we need a fresh start. Oh, glory to God. I said every now and again, we need a new beginning. Because the devil will deliver our lives periodically for his purpose. We're in 81 to 2018. Me, for one, I don't believe in New Year's resolution. But maybe you set a goal for yourself this year. I want to make a certain amount of money. I want to go back to school. I want to better go to the income. I want a better career job. I want to move out of my neighborhood into another neighborhood. Maybe you say, I want to get in shape. I want to eat right. I want to start my exercise. And as you look back for the first 7 months of this year, and you look at where you are, and it pertains to the goals that you set for yourself, the personal ambitions, sometimes the enemy uses that to frustrate you and you're not careful. And it makes a lot. And that's why I'm trying to think about disappointment. There are some people who get disappointed with themselves. Come on, somebody. And when you get this part of yourself, you become part of yourself. Sometimes that's when you got to encourage yourself. Why not start today? I'm in a place where my birthday is this month. I'm 55 years old. And there's something that I'm still desiring to provide that has not happened yet. And the first 55 years of my life, how many of you know I'm being moved? I'm still living in God. It's still not a friend at all. I'm still working for those goals, those dreams, those aspirations, those desires. If it has not happened yet, stay with it. Amen. Amen. And we're going to see why oftentimes God will give us a new beginning. Judges chapter 14, verse number 3. And then we go on to Judges 16. Judges 14, 3 says this, church. Then his father and his mother said to him, is there a woman among the daughters of your brethren, or among all of your people, that you go and take a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said to his father and his mother, get her for me, for she pleased me well. Did y'all hear that? He got the counsel. He got the advice. They did a lot of women among your people. Why don't you go outside of your people? First of all, why don't you go to the ungodly people to find a wife? Amen? Now go to Genesis chapter 16, and we're going to talk about God's counsel and 35 and wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Because how many of you know the Bible is full with wisdom? I don't know myself. The things that I do at this stage in my life, I don't have this far. Come on, somebody. But I humble myself enough to say, and my mother told me at an early age, son, remain teachable. Keep an open mind when it comes to the things of God. And she said, and had a full mind, he said, she pleased me and give her for me. Go to Judges now, chapter number 16. Judges chapter number 16, verse number 15. Again, the topic of discussion tonight is a new beginning. A new beginning on the first day of the month of August. A new beginning. Judges 16, verse 15 now. And she said to him, how can you say that you love me when your heart is not with me? You mocked me three times. And you have not told me where your great strength lies. And it came to pass, she pressed him with her words, and she urged him that his soul went to death. That he took all of his heart. They had no razor, been on my head. I am the Nazarite from my mother's womb. And nothing or no one has ever shaved my head. Then my head is shaven like a suit for roll from me, and I shall become weak like any other man. Verse 18. And when the wife saw that he saw the whole of her, she went and called the Lord of the Philistines, saying, come at once, for he has shown his heart. Then the Lord of the Philistines came upon her and brought her to the money. And she gave her little sleep on the meat, and she called the man. And the men caught him the shade of a lock of his head. And he said, he to afflict her, and he stripped her from her. And verse 20, and he said, the Philistines be upon him, and he woke up out of his sleep, and said, I will go out just like other times, and I'll shake myself. And he did not know that the Lord departed from him. But the Philistines took him, and he put his eyes out, and he took his eyes out, and he put shame and pride on him, and he did lie in the prison. Verse number 22, how many of that hair on his head began to grow again after his shaved his head? Write these down in your notes if you're taking notes. Number one, right now, is love. God is love. Three words. God is love. Number one. Number two, God is life. God is life. And finally, number three, God is life. L-I-F-E. God is life. God, as far as it relates to us human beings, people. Like we talk about Jeremiah 18 on Sunday, God has us in the palm of his hand, and he formed us, and he shaped us, and he molded us, and he created us in his own image. And Samson, who has a supernatural anointing on his life, that when the Spirit of God came upon him, he received supernatural strength. But Samson took his anointing for granted.
Yeah.
And sometimes people of God, there's a God-given capability, there's a God-given talent, there's a God-given anointing on our lives that if we play with it, we can jeopardize it. Amen. And Samson, not only did he tell the wrong person his secret, and that's what somebody said today, watch who you're afraid to talk. Watch who you confide in. Watch the prophet that you hang with. We don't see only in the book of Proverbs the difference between the wise and the foolish. Amen. The
Because if we don't have a new beginning, somehow we have to separate ourselves from people who don't think and don't have the mind of God. Amen to us. When Bible says we turn that on by the renewing of your mind, now the thinking, your worldly way of thinking, your natural way of thinking, your carnal way of thinking, and you're putting it under the blood of Jesus, and you're saying, okay, God, I need to understand, I need to learn, I need to open up myself to your ways, because they're higher than our ways. And I'm going to forget being a servant and putting good things to God. And God, let me use my friends and some of the things that I'm introducing myself to. And many of them, I mean many of them, certainly childhood friends, folks that I hung out with, they said, no, 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 that's the issue that I have for me. So that's what we're talking about. Over 24 years ago, when I was saying that was my new beginning. But how many of you know I have had several new beginnings since then? And if anybody is a veteran or a veteran who makes it up, you have been a place in your life, either you have a wisdom, either you have an understanding, either God gave you knowledge, you still want to make a bad decision. You still want to make a bad choice. You still want to make something stupid. I'm going to lift my hand and have been working in the building. And I've destroyed my own destiny when they had decisions. When they were in the past, excuse me. When they were in the past, they had nothing on me. The way of God, they didn't have a chance. The power of God sent it down to me. That's why I said it on the road. It's not about my own decisions when we were in the past. There are other people who are aware of you. There are other people who are aware of you. There are other people who are aware of you. These are the people who are aware of you.
Before this tragedy happened to his life. How do you know?
The devil is trying to say to you, the first 7 months of 2018, and you look at what you've accomplished, you look at where you are spiritually, you look at where you are financially, you look at where you are physically, you look at where you are mentally, and sometimes the enemy tries to say mind game and stuff, but don't let him do it. Amen?
Yeah.
Psalm number 4:20. My son, my daughter, attend to my words, say words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those that find them, and they are health unto all thy flesh. Verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from you the fruit of God and the perverse lips. Put far away from you. Let your eyes look right on and let your eyes look straight before you. Follow the path of your feet, and let all the way be established. Turn not to the right hand or the left. Remove your feet from evil. Write this down. Number one, watch your words. Watch your words. Number two, watch where you walk. And number three, watch what you do. If we don't have a new beginning, we got to watch our words, we got to watch where we go, and we got to watch what we do. The proper writing in Solomon says this, my son, attend to my words and listen to my sayings. Proverbs chapter number 3, the chapter before this recorded a lot. Trust the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Bring your first substance and your first fruits into the barn and the storehouse, that your barn will be filled with plenty. And he goes on to say, you'll have sweet slumber, you'll have sweet sleep, you'll have peace in your life, you'll have a restful spirit. And the proper writer is saying, get wisdom, get understanding, get knowledge. Because the proper writer is saying to us, unlike Samson, who has this ego, who has this pride, who has this arrogance, how many of you know it's one thing to be fearless with a faith in your heart? It's another thing to be fearless and be a fool. See, I have to be fearless, but I have to have fearless faith in God. I don't want to be fearless and do something crazy. I don't want to be fearless and do something destructive. I don't want to be fearless and do something that's going to set me back. But I want to be fearless because God has not given us that spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. So if God told me to do something, like he said last night to Samuel, go and preach the word to the Kibah, and Samuel did not know his word, but eventually the prophet spoke, and the eldest one fell to the ground. Because guess what? He did not look in Hebrew, his church is far. He did not even say to Eli, who taught him, who fed him, he nurtured him, he nurtured him. Eli was a priest that taught him all the things of God, and he did not want to bring correction and rebuke and instruction and direction to the one he was obligated to. But how many of us know when we do it again, God may challenge you to do the right thing for the right reasons? And that's about it. And it's not easy obeying God. And he says, when you keep your heart in all diligence, because God will close the issues of life, when God gives us this new beginning, this is why the spirit of forgiveness is so important, and the spirit of repentance is so important, and the spirit of love is so important. And when I say God is love, God is life. God is life. What is it? John 1. In the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was God. He was the light of the world. That's not my issue. John said, I am the light. But he said, Jesus, Jesus is the light of the world. Walk in the light. Do you see the light? Come with me, the two drops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. He's the light of the world, man. Yes, he is. And Isaiah prophesied it. He has brought out of darkness into his marvelous light. And it says out of the heart of the issues of life. When you talk to people often about good things in their heart.
Yes.
Because God judges the heart. It ain't the heart of the will. It may be about it. And God will check us periodically to see where our heart is. And I'm going to come over and read the Bible. And so she said that sometimes totally cut it off. I mean, drinking on the church, toward crushing his son, putting on the wall. And I lay on that corner church, I lay on that corner church, I got the pressure on the table, I lay on my head, 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 I lay on my head,
God forgive you.
me as an enemy. He was the one for me, according to his riches in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I'm still a father.
I could not believe I lost my sister like that. That is
when I'm going to speak, I've got to stop getting angry so easily. that it may not grieve me. And God granted it him what he requested. The perseverance of peace for God will never lose from that creation. The perseverance of peace for God will never have an attitude of gratitude to the one that can show up a better and more prosperous and happier life. The one that ever says, God, I'll worship you. God, I'll adore you. God, I'll exalt you. God, I'll need you. God, I'm ready. Glory be to God. And your blessings be in all my life. The one that ever called on the name of Jesus is one of the new like Jesus. Jesus said, I'm not for people. He was not talking about what was said, but he said, well, you is one of my temple. This is not me, it is plenty. I'm not going to pat myself on the back. I'm not going to make it a part of the wind. I'm not going to make it a friend for my success. But God, you is one of my territory. Let your hand be on my life. Let your hand be on my life. It doesn't matter how many millions I have. It doesn't matter how many people I have saved, how great I have. If your hand is not on my life, if you want to be with people, where would I be without the Lord? Are you ready to pray on the day? You didn't have a lot of money and be a big old friend. You didn't have a lot of power and be so afraid. We have to have a living of all the time as well. We have to have a living of illegal drugs. We have an epidemic of prescription drugs, and you want to walk around and say the world is so great and so wonderful. Y'all need to see me, sir. Y'all need to see me out of the run. We don't need no prescription medicine. We got the joy of the Lord. We got the peace of God. We can sleep at night without medicine. We can sleep at night without the thought of running a prescription. I pray my head down.
Paul learned a few things when he was a shipwrecker. Paul learned a few things about art.
And that's what we talk about on Sunday. We are going to become refreshing. And when Paul writes to us in Galatians chapter number 3, look at verse number 13, Paul knows what he's talking about when he writes these words. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go back to verse number 10. Philippians 3, verse number 10. Philippians 3, verse number 10. I'm not hating on people, money, but I just know the word of God. If I got Jesus, I got all that I need. God will give me the money in due season. God will give me the time that I need. With the little that you have, God will bless you. But Paul writes to us and gives us his perspective on this that I'm talking about. Verse number 10 in Philippians chapter 3. Here what the word of the Lord says. I can't even print it. So watch this. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Verse number 13. Brothers, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to the things which are before me. I press to the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Verse number 15, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be other minded, wise minded, God shall reveal even good unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us find the same thing. Brothers, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for example. For many people, of whom I have told you of, and now tell you even greedy, that they are the enemy of the cross of Christ. That's what he was saying. He said, whoever who saw that with me, I no longer with me. I learned to understand through the sufferings of Christ that as a Christian, sometimes I'm going to suffer. Sometimes it is going to be painful. Sometimes I'm not going to get my way. I thought I'm a Christian, but I'm going to keep talking. Oh, glory be to God. Sometimes what I want to say is to know him and the fellowship of his suffering. That's what God took me through when I went through a couple of years ago. I want to have a testimony. But glory be to God. I know God and I've never known God before.
Paul said, "Give me from this little behind.
That's a very good time to hold you down, and you start to look at yourself and curve yourself up, and ask yourself to remind you once again that you should walk and operate in fear, you say the devil, you are in life. I know your enemy, your world's not enemy, my friend's not enemy, that's not my mind talking, that's not what I can call it, that's not my spirit talking. And I'm going to say, I'm going to be still and know that he is God. I'm going to run and I'm going to shut up. I'm going to run and 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 shut up. John chapter 11, and Jesus delayed coming. If I don't have a life, it was 4 days that he lived the grave. And Mary went on and he saved by now. And Jesus took me to the Bible and all the beginning.
Amen.
Jesus knew that he called the dead back to life. Jesus knew that nothing was impossible for him. Jesus knew that if he showed up, everything would be altered, everything would be changed. Here we go, we got a He called Lazarus to the grave. Lazarus came forth. And he said, I'm moving from the grave clothes. But let's look at some of the people who got to begin. Glory be to God. And let's close up tonight. Mark chapter number 5. Very familiar passage, scripture. Word with the issue of blood in Jairus, synagogue room. Mark chapter 5. Look at verse number 22. Mark 5, 22. Start at the beginning. Mark 5:22. And behold, there comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And before the son of the grave said, my little daughter lies at home at the point of death. She's dying, she's home. I pray you, come and lay a hand on her. That she may be healed, and she will live. And Jesus went with her, and many people followed her. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many days at any position, had spent all she had, and was nothing better but a blue horse. When she had heard about Jesus, she came to the press and touched his garment. But she said, by the name covered with clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway, immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of this plague. Verse 34. And he said to her daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be healed of this plague. While he yet spoke, people from Luda's house, someone came and said, your daughter is dead. My father did not have any further. Verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe me. As I talk, draw the magnet around a new beginning. Unfortunately, everybody is not going to be the one pushing you in the back and patting you on the back, saying, go to your dreams, go to your goals, go to the things you want out of life. You are not the next day when you talk about going back to school. You are not the next people when you share what you want to do in the future. You are half the people like the one who tried out saying it in the dead situation while I was not any longer. But I'm here to announce to you, and I'm here to announce to the world, that when a new beginning, you got to hold your head to the same table and open up your head to the things and possibilities of everyone in God. God is saying to you, I'm saying to Jeff, as you move forward with new opportunity, think of your lifetime in front of you. If you don't give you, think of your reality trying to shout out to you. You're not going to give up. Think of your circumstances trying to be higher. This word is going to hurt tonight. But you put that heart on your feet and you say to the new world that God has opened up. any and every area of life. Jesus, we need to fix the open sickness and disease. And that relationship is going to work. Your right is not going to grow. And your life is going to be greater. You will be faithful with the best and that works. You will be great and that works. Because of the new beginning. Church, only God. To remember the very head of your head, knowing to be there. And when I say God is love, God is life, God is life, He knows us better than anything in His life. And this God that we serve, that knows the very hand of our head, this God that knows what makes us tick, this God that knows why we point out certain things and why we need certain things in our life, this God that says, no, I don't need that to bring you comfort no longer. I need my presence to bring you comfort. I don't need you to think about that any longer. I need you to forgive those people, to let go and let God. I need you to move past that, and I need you to embrace your now. Church, this new open door, this new opportunity. In this new month, I'm going to be 55 years of age this month. And this month brings good and bad memories back to my life. My mother went to be home with the Lord on August 2nd, 2011. If I stick around too long, you can see it start to flow. I love my mom. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a baby. I love me some mama. August 31st, I had major surgery. And it didn't go well. The doctor said before I went under, I would wake up on the way, and I woke up, and it wasn't what I expected. And 21 days later, come on, God gave me a new beginning. See, God talked about new beginnings, this is perfect. I remember coming out of Kansas and having him out of the bag. He couldn't eat, couldn't walk, couldn't talk, had no strength. And he gave me the beginning. I remember when the church split. And he gave us the new beginning. I remember when my children went through. And like I got rid of, no longer have a sick child, he knows my son father was teachers. I'm talking about new beginnings. I'm not know what I'm talking about with some of my friends who got married with us ended up in divorce court, and we're still married 22 years later. That's a new beginning. So, church, when God gives you an opportunity to start reading His Word, an opportunity to get your life together, an opportunity to change, it's not going to happen overnight, but just start the process. Amen. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be challenging because, as I said, you're going to have negative people. You're going to have negative circumstances. You're going to have opposition because everyone in celebration is trying to change. I'm going to go. I'm going to ask you to go to the club. And if I do, Lord, can someone go on your right? Come on, I'm not really going to do it. I don't know. Drink to everybody. Drink to everybody. You really shot. And God says, even though I'm not aware, I'm always going to have to share this story. I said that to Rebecca, and she was reading my house. I'm not going to take it off. Since then, I'm not going to take it home. Because that's what my thinking was small. And I'm just in a place today. It's not that I want to trust in greater than this honor or talk derogatory people, but I want to be around 50s. I want to be around folks that think big and dream big and want big. I want to be around like-minded individuals such as yourself that say, you know what I'm saying? I'm here, But we have a movement.
I'm not an expert.
But we have a desire to be there. And we don't push it. Because as we talk about new beginnings and we talk about negative people, we all have in our life and our families, on jobs, school. So let's pray to go home. Let's pray. If you need prayer today, we're going to pray. Because this is a new month. Maybe you're saying, Pastor, I'm doing something different. And God gave me a new strategy. I'm starting a business. God gave me a new plan. God gave me a new opportunity. And I just want him to be with me. No one needs prayer, we're going to go home. But if anybody needs prayer, just come to the altar. To God be the glory. I knew it did. I just shared a few of my life. I'll be 55 this month. But the sickness, the poverty, the bad relationships, family issues. Most of my family is safe right now. No, all of them are safe. All my brothers are safe. Because we have a praying father. You are the father, let's just put your hands. Father, I can't believe your daughters. I thank you, Lord, that you have opened your doors and your back is shut. That they're walking through it rigorously. That after the name of Jesus, they already know that you're going to be silent. But they realize the greater opportunity is also the greater opposition. So, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will bring God to take it out for you. That when you talk from the heart of the peace, and the Lord provided them the gospel that they were awaiting. But God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that they take the risk, and they take the chance, and they don't think that they don't understand that all they way is not you. You will show them what to do, where to do it, and how to do it. So God, in the name of Jesus, help me to put the past to the past. Help me to put a mind and a focus on the future. Help them like the Apostle Paul in certain circumstances to say, I know the life will be rich to be poor. I know the life will be a better thing to be without. I know the life of God will provide all of our needs according to this riches in Christ Jesus. So it's a new thing that's only a life. This is happening. And this is what they have for success. This is ambition that they have for higher living. God, only you put that in there. Only you put that in there. With so many doors there. With so many reverence and care for their opportunity. God, I thank you for these. Now I'm going to bring them to their bank accounts. Give them opportunity to go back to school. Give an opportunity, God, to reach out for relationships that we're waiting for. God, give an opportunity to get a help from us. Give an opportunity in the name of Jesus to start that business, to launch out to the deep, to take God that opportunity to grow and make a business. And God, I thank you for these who are vulnerable, even if they walk through this altar, they don't say that, Lord, I'm moving forward.
And jealousy for God is so standing.
So from this day forward, as we talk about the beginning, remind them as they go back home, this is the first day of the rest of their lives. This is the first day of the rest of their lives. This is the first day of the rest of their lives. You have this audience here, and I pray for the first day, for the first song, for your community, for your new song, for your first offer, for your new offer, for your new church. I have a home church right now. It is church, and it is building. God is about to bless you. God is about to use you. God is about to raise you up. God is about to save you up. God is about to lift you up. God is about to bring you up. God is about to bring you through. God is about to bring you over. God is about to bring you in because you have been faithful. So, Lord, as you bring them in, as you bring them up, as you bring them up, as you bring them over, as you bring them through.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
as a new mercy. As a new opportunity.
Praise God.
And a full of hands.
Thank you.
Praise.
Yes.
Favor.
Yes.
And mercy is your portion.
Yes.
Grace.
Yes.
Favor. And mercy is your portion. Grace.
Yes.
Favor.
Yes.
And mercy is your portion.
Yes.
Oh, give God a praise and a praise. Give God a praise for grace. Give God a praise for grace.
Give. And as we close in our home,
God, so prepare me now through the Spirit. What I just pronounced to you, who have led an awful great state in mercy. Because she and I can testify an awful about the great state in mercy that God has had home. We still in 21 years later. And that's what God says to us, who are part of the new creation, saying, amen. Every time you give us the opportunity to restart, do it over, or a new door, or a new chance, it's not about being perfect. It's just simply about trusting Him. Amen. And when you trust God, God will do the rest. Just do your best, and God will do the rest. Amen. Father, thank you for these that gave their career, their job, their housing, those looking for contracts, those looking for abundance and overflow. God bless your people, your men and your women. And we thank you for housing and jobs and investments and assets. We thank you for land. We thank you for things that are prospering. So God bless these. Allow the world of new creation to remain open. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Have you had anything? Well, we'll be here Sunday. Again, I guess you guys, listen, we just don't take on with the anniversary. We have conditions. My nephew plays the drums and the keyboard, and he's going to play for us that night, and he's breaking his budget, and we got some great musicians coming. Amen. So, Sister, thank you for everything. All of y'all who are working on this anniversary, we just thank you. It's just coming together. We have flyers. I just know about 30 flyers. I did snail mail. I can do that. I know we're in modern technology. But it's something about getting the mail. It's something about having that letter and showing it to your mom or your auntie. Because they're not the technology like we are. And we said, look, about 1482 Midwest. These people are so wonderful. You need to come to their anniversary service. You can grab my that flyer. Oh, baby, I might come with you over there that Sunday. Ain't that somebody? So God be glory, please share the flyer for your home, for your Facebook, for your technology. I'm sharing with people. I send out a reminder every Saturday to my ladies. Amen? So please share on the anniversary service. To God be glory. Anybody can let's hear this addiction. Father, we with us tonight, we ask for this new month that you brought us over into. The last 5 months of this year, we believe our faith is only our best months. We thank you for the 7 months that you brought us through. 7 is the number of completion. From January to July, you kept us all 2018, and we thank you for it. Now, God, as we travel back to our homes, be there and be with us as we travel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You have something? Oh, okay. Go with me and serve God.
Stamina.
Hey, you're first.
Good. Yeah, energy like a little you. Great. Right. 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 Right.
Yeah, it's
Jesus.
Yes.
Father, pray for me.